Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rustelli. Hello and welcome to the May 4th Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rustelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Kicking off The Hemp Show today and joining us for the second time is Kyle Tulsma with Frosty Club. Born and raised in Michigan, Kyle was brought up in and around farms, but eventually found his place in the corporate world. Recently, he was presented with an opportunity and dove headfirst into cannabis, bringing his corporate experience and professionalism into the industry. At Frosty Club, he is the head of sales, compliance, and quality control, and also has a hand in R&D as well. Doing business both domestically and internationally, Kyle aims to provide customers with more than just a product, but a service and an experience. He is always looking to provide the very best products to his customers that meet their needs and desires. Thank you for joining us, Kyle, and welcome back to The Hemp Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Mark. Definitely appreciate the opportunity to get out there and introduce our company. So again, I'm Kyle Tulsma with Frosty Club. We are a wholesale hemp flower distributor. We only deal in flower. It's something that we specialize in. We know it, we stick to it. Anything CBD, CBG, or Delta 8. A lot of what I've done with the company in the past 6 months has really developed our current product line. We did a very soft open. That was a choice that me and my partner decided to make. We haven't jumped on social media as actively as we would like. That's soon to come. But a lot of our processes were just narrowing down the flower that we wanted to bring to our customers and make sure that we're providing a one-stop shop for consistent quality across all our strains. So is it cheaper to go directly to farm? Yes, we are a third party. The advantage of using a company like ours is we are doing all the work on the back end. We are visiting farms. We are doing quality control, testing products, and aiming to bring the same quality across all the strains that we carry, which are going to be from multiple different farms across the United States from multiple different regions. So you may have some strains of bubba that grow best out of Oregon, but then there's an indoor grower that's doing a cross of a bubba and a spectrum that is growing fantastic strains that you may not know of. And a lot of this industry is based on word of mouth. So if you don't have the time or energy while running your CBD shop, dispensary, your wholesale company, to go out and do the work to find those farms, to go through the quality control, combing through your first ounce, your first pound, double checking across consistency for seed, structure, trim, smell, cure, all the good aspects that go into a flower aside from just the well-known aspect that is a big part of sell, which is potency. And so, you know, we're really trying to bring a different level of buyer preferability, I guess, to the consumer base where they're less focused on, I need the highest potency CBD flower. I need the highest potency Delta 8 flower. where they're more focused on terpenes, the benefits that terpenes can provide, as well as the entourage effect with multiple cannabinoids, doing crossbreeds between CBD and CBG, finding strains with high levels of CBC or CBN, situations like that. So one of the things that we are doing on the R&D side that's a little bit different than just providing flower is we created our own ready-to-roll terpene-infused blends. That's something like this. It's one of our few branded products right now. And it comes in 3.5-ounce tins, stays fresh. We include humidity packs, easy to pick up, to walk around with. Don't need to bring your grinder with you, just what you want to smoke out of, your cone, your pipe, your bong, and a lighter, good to go.
Kyle, question about the terpene infused blend. So just to be clear there, that's a high quality flower that is also being infused with some sort of terpene formulation on the top, right, so that it's providing a similar effect every time you smoke that. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have 5 current SKUs in the CBD and CBGs, and then we have 2 SKUs in our Delta 8 terp-infused blends. Now, what this allows us to do is customize the entourage effect for specific customers. So if you have a customer that's looking for a good knockout smoke that they're not getting out of a Delta 8 or a D9 or just a CBG smoke, you can go to our nightcap, which is a CBG combined with indica terpenes. And then we're also talking about including a CBC extract as well in that to give it a good punch. Also looking to add that to our Delta 8 strains as well. The benefit of this type of product is the amount that we can expand. Once the FDA, once the DEA, USDA jump on board and allow hemp companies to start stating medical benefits associated with cannabinoids and terpenes, we can help identify through surveys where customers have specific ailments that they're looking to alleviate. So if you have headaches, anxiety, stress, glaucoma, we can provide a custom blend type situation where we can suggest specific strains of hemp or CBG, cannabinoids to add to it, terpenes to add to it, and really focus on that individual's needs as far as a smoke that they may not get out of one strain. And then on top of that, we're looking to start doing our R&D on hemp and herb blends. We've got 5 SKUs currently in the works, anything from a psychotropic blend to a sleep blend to one that's good for lung health, one that's good for digestion, an analgesic blend, basically just using that holistic approach and bringing it to the cannabis industry. Now, there's some products out there kind of like that. It seems like the industry is making a move towards more of the holistic benefits of cannabis rather than just focusing on trying to get high or the body high, chasing the high.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
I was going to ask the question about some of the products you have coming up, or at least just the products you have in general, but you kind of beat me to the punch there by mentioning the hemp-infused herbal products. So can you dive a little bit into more detail there? I mean, I know you just started to cover it, but so are you taking hemp and you're also infusing it with different type of herbal remedies to then go ahead and provide a certain effect when smoked? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, for the most part. So smokable herb blends are kind of a big thing, especially in North Carolina. They're hitting their stride, and it's more of a holistic approach to attacking certain situations that doesn't involve cannabis. Now, if we take your Damiana, your mugwort, your red raspberry leaf as bases and add that to a cannabis blend, we are not adding flavoring herbs or anything to those blends. We're sticking with the straight myrcene, the limonene aspects of the prominent cannabis flavor. We don't want to stray away from that, but we want to provide the known associated holistic benefits from the different herbs out there, like marshmallow leaf and Damiana, bergamot, passion fruit. We're looking at blue lotus flower as well in our psychotropic blend, situations like that. Now, on the Delta 8 side, for those that are interested, and that's the product that we currently have up on Cantrade right now, is our higher potency Delta 8. It's very difficult to find a Delta 8 provider that is able to consistently bring quality and flavor with the high potency. This is flour personally ground up on a 95 degree day, didn't muddy up my grinder, stayed nice and fluffy, easy to pack, wasn't messy, didn't get a lot of Cheeto finger. But we have flour anywhere from 10% up to 31% D8. Some of the highest on the market are... moon rocks compared to some of the market on, or some of the moon rocks on the market are very high, but in retrospect to moon rocks in general, somewhat mild, up to 42% Delta 8. Now this is couch lock opportunity. But again, we provide a good range, 10%, 13%, 15, 18, 21, 24, 31%, all in just flour. And that's, no additional solvents added. 93% purity on the Delta 8, and then they do a CBG keef dusting on top to help it not stick to other flour in the package, to make it easier to manipulate, to grind, and then it also brings some of that color back where Delta 8 draws the chlorophyll out of the flour and makes it very dark. So if you don't have that CBG, it's not a very good bag appeal type flour. Mm-hmm. But again, it allows us to provide the analgesic properties of THC to stores that aren't allowed to sell Delta 9 currently. It's a very gray line. We'll see how it pans out. But right now, those that are buying from hemp stores and things like that, that don't have a medical license, where Delta 9 is not a legal product that they can buy in their state, there's still plenty of states out there where Delta 8 is considered legal and can take advantage of that.
Okay. So, question on the, all the percentages you mentioned there with the Delta 8 flower that you were talking about, just to be clear. So you mentioned that it was CBG keef, or sorry. CBG keef that was dusted on top for kind of the bag of peel and to keep it from ultimately being super sticky. Is that flower also being infused, like post infused with the Delta 8, or is it coming with the majority of the Delta 8, you know, in the actual cannabinoids that were developed in the flower?
So Delta 8 itself is not a prominent cannabinoid within the strains. I haven't found one strain where it's even above a 1% prominence within an individual strain. So yes, it is applied to the flower via a hot air induction spray. No additional solvents to increase liquidity. The temperature increases that liquidity without burning off any of the THCA. Which would convert it into Delta 9. So all our flower is still tea compliant. And then we use a CBG keef on top of it for all CBG and CBD. The risk of using a CBD keef on top of a CBD flower is there's still trace amounts of THCA in CBD keef. And if you go to get private testing with a Delta 8 flower with a prominent level of Delta 9, still compliant, there's a better chance that CBD keef is going to push that compliance over 0.3% and make it a hot flower. So we err on the side of caution. Plus it's a great way to get a little bit more of the entourage effect. You're getting Delta 8, you're getting CBD, you're getting CBG in almost every single flower that you smoke.
Sure, sure. So honestly, that sounds extremely tasty, everything you just mentioned there. You don't happen to have any on you with you that we could see or take a look at, do you?
I have some of the 10% and the 13%, if you don't mind me getting up and grabbing it.
I mean, sure. Up to you. Totally. Go for it.
Yeah. Give me 2 seconds.
All right, everybody. Hold tight 1 second while Kyle grabs the flower for us.
All right. So keep in mind, these are sample sizes. With these strains, we have anything from a standard pound, which is your 5-10% small bud, majority medium bud, and some tops, to smalls only, to tops only. This is a lot of the flower. This is a lifter. You can see there's not a whole lot of dark, shiny spots, good coverage. very sticky, good nose on it. It doesn't smell a whole lot like Delta 8, which is good because that kind of has like a wet sock type smell.
Interesting. I haven't been around Delta 8 enough to even know that.
This is a 10% Bubba Kush. This is a decent sized nug. This would be considered probably in the tops on the smaller side. Tops are ranging anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 inches on average. But we get a nice keef coverage on top of the flower, and it keeps a good color. It's nice, dense, doesn't fall apart. And
excellent. For everybody that's listening, Kyle's showing us some of the hemp flower right now. So if anybody wants to see it, be sure to check out the YouTube version of the video. So if you're just listening on the podcast, you won't be able to benefit by seeing what Kyle's showing you right now.
Yeah. So we have the Sour Space Candy, the Special Sauce, and the CBG White up on CanTrade right now. All available. Pricing's on there. Fantastic. Feel free to reach out to me directly. But we also have Lifter at 13%, Bubba Kush at 10%. We have a Northern Lights at 10%, which is a greenhouse, a Legendary OG at 15%, and a Sour Diesel at 18%. Those are all D8 percentages, not total cannabinoids, just D8.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so I want to take us back real quick to one thing you mentioned when we were first getting started here. You mentioned you are a third party. However, I wanted to make it clear that you are a hemp flower distributor, correct?
Correct. Yeah. We are not a broker, so to speak. So we actually go through the product. We test the product. Nothing comes onto our lineup without me going through my standard QC process. I'm very hypercritical on the flower that we bring in. We'll get in a sample, whether that's an eighth or a quarter or an ounce. We go through that. I break up every single nug in the entire sample, check for molding, check for dark spots, look for seeds. Look at trim job. Then if that meets our standards there, we bring in an entire pound. We do the same thing with the entire pound. And then we go to the actual farm to check out their facility, make sure everything is kept clean, that we agree with their processes, and we can see the majority of the different strains they have on just to make sure that we're not getting the best of the best just out of samples. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Wait, that wraps up our 15 minutes. It honestly flies by every time. I wish we had more time, and maybe we will jump on one of those deep dives soon. So if you're interested in connecting with Kyle and Frosty Club, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Frosty Club wholesale store, post in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you for joining us once again, Kyle.
Thank you, Mark.
Awesome. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.